What's up, boys and girls? What's up, boys and girls? It's me, your girl, the Guru Warrior. I don't know. I was just looking for a different way to introduce myself. I'm so excited. It's motherfucking Friday. What? Stick up your middle fingers and wave goodbye to the week. Peace. Yay. Finally, it has been the longest week in history for a sister. And that is no motherfucking joke. But you know whose shoes I wouldn't want to be in right now? You got that right. The orange one. Oh my goodness. Woo. Man, I bet you the hairs on the back of his neck is standing up right now. And I'm going to make him sneeze right now. Ah! There he goes. I just saw him sneeze. No, I'm just kidding. Ladies and gentlemen, is there a thing as tweeting entirely too much? I think it should actually be illegal for the American president to be on Twitter. I really do. I think it's enough. I think that all politicians should be banned from being on Twitter. I think it is a disgrace. I am so tired of it. This man is fucking exhausting, okay? I mean, I can't take it. The fight between him and China has basically turned out to be like, my dick is bigger than yours. Put your little shit away. I'm gonna put this on the table. I'm gonna put that on the table. It's a pissing contest, ladies and gentlemen. And there goes the bell. Excuse me. Wow. Okay, so basically China came back today and said, you know what, motherfucker? Okay, we're going to raise the tariffs on you. So ladies and gentlemen, take your ass to Walmart, go to the 99-cent store, order all your shit off of Amazon and freaking as much as you possibly can in the next 2 to 3 weeks, because after that, it is over. No more good price shoes, no more knockoff goods, no more none of that shit that you like to have and say that it's real, okay? So hurry up, go over to Walmart's, go over to Target, do your thing, pay me people, go get those cheap shoes and quickly, because those tariffs are going up and it's not gonna, there's no longer going to be a dollar store anymore. It's going to be more like $3.50. And I shit you not, you know? I mean, even though you should be very cautious of some of the things that you get out of a dollar store, such as toothpaste and soaps and stuff like that, you know, things that you use on your body, because there are no safety standards against using lye and shit like that. So you have to be a little bit careful of some of this stuff, even though it might say Colgate on it, and then the rest of the writing might be in Chinese or something. But please, do yourself a favor. If you need your school supplies, you better hurry up and go get them now, because you know, your dollar store is about to change to $3.50. And it's no joke. But once again, we have no political issues here. And hey, the forest is on fire. You know, they're burning down the rainforest in Brazil on purpose to please the president. This guy is worse than Donald Trump. In fact, they're calling him the Brazilian Donald Trump. Yeah, I can't even say the word, deforestation. Okay, I've been watching Jamaican shit all day long, so you have to excuse me, because, you know, when I get angry, I'm gonna start speaking patois and you all are gonna get lost. Oh my God, yes. So anyway, listen, seriously though, what's going on in the rainforest in Brazil right now is very bad, because all of that stuff that has burned up in the rainforest is actually washing up on some of the greatest beaches in the country. okay? So we have to send them a message. And I'm surprised because Mr. Stick His Ass Into Every Fucking Thing has not said one word about the rainforest. One word about that, because you know why? Because there's no such thing as climate change. That is correct, because he knows. He's the chosen one. Bullshit! And I said it right here, and I'm going to say it again, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to check on this day that the guru has come to you and told you exactly what that little queen's asshole is doing. Okay? All right. So in order to beat this guy, we need in the Democrat Party an equal asshole. We can't find one. We can't. I mean, you know, I really like you, Joe Biden. You're a cool guy and everything, but no. No. I need an asshole. Okay? Because this is Trump politics and we need an asshole. So until you bring me an asshole Democrat Party, I'm voting independent. So hurry up and do something. It's your girl, the Guru Warrior, as always, just bringing you shit that ticks me off from time to time. And then I'm going to throw some hip-hop music in there with some call-ins from my friends. And the first one is coming from the Illuminarch podcast. It's your girl, the Guru Warrior. Peace! And don't forget, waffles are the sexy pancake, according to Michael Conway. What's up, man? Peace!
Hey, Guru Warrior, long time no call. I know, sorry, forgive me, but I have been beating back congestive heart failure. So to get into it, good morning, my friend. And yes, this is the Illuminarch Michael Conway of Illuminarch Podcast Radio. And I was calling in to say hello, for one, and for two, to remind you that today's been brought to you by Waffles. Pancakes leaving you flat. Waffles, the sexy pancake. And even if we don't agree on politics, who cares? We're friends. Peace.
What's up, Michael Conway? How you doing? The Illuminarch Podcast. Good morning to you. I counted 20 seconds on that good morning. Those lungs must be doing good. And congestive heart failure. Well, I am very happy that you have managed to beat the shit out of that. And I'm beating the shit out of my disease. And that's what matters. We are here to talk about it. Can I get a witness? Listen, it's great that you called, and I know we'll just have to agree to disagree, but the only thing that we should really be concentrating on is the issue of the people. People, not the rich people, not the poor people, but the people. America's great, but without her people, she's nothing. Peace!
Yeah. Lively Stone.
Lively Stone.
Yup. You already know.
Florida, we in here. Huh?
Seven days, I've been praying all week. These niggas is hoes, refer to them as mystique. That nigga faking, he ain't really about what he preach. I ain't talking dope, but he be fiending for that deep. I'ma be honest, trying to come for me, you got a better chance of pronouncing the last name of Giannis. I'm a champion like Udonis, with the heater, with the Gators. You can catch me with my brothers, going up like elevators. Sayonara, see you later. Or maybe I won't, I ride by in the chariot instead of a ghost. Went hard for the Lord, just said I'm doing the most. Kept it real with my nation, not just trying to boast. Revelation 3 and 9, but you don't hear me though. This world's sick, but we the ones with the antidote. Running plays with the scriptures, call it give and go. Real scholars, every verse is an honor roll. Gotta be a Jew to understand these parables. My Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is who I do it for. Salvation, if you ask me what it's hitting for. I'm storing riches in the place that you don't even know. All state with the hands, they for whoever, bro. If you a troll, I'm that big bad Billy Goat. You good at playing games, Jason Tatum. I'm good at switching lanes on lanes, Jason Statham. Tall, dark, and handsome, I think that's why they hate him. Got game like Atari, bro, but you can never play him. Write songs and I fight good, the same tribe as David. Got anger like I'm Levi, but no, I am not Haitian. Slay beasts like I'm Simeon, the boy ain't got no patience. If you play with my family, then your life I will be taking. Paper chasing, gotta keep that scroll on me. Keep a verse for any demon trying to roll on me. These niggas think they ballin', but the price was your soul, homie. This world wicked, but the Lord'll never leave you lonely. Place kicker, the kingdom is the goal, homie. We soundin' alarms, and this is not no drill, wanted. Got all the diamonds in the world, but you still blind. With that 2020 vision, you can't see it's time. Look at your brothers and your sisters, how they all dying. Come in the truth, cause it's morphin' time. You doing wrong like pork rind. Not long, it's a short time. You led astray cause your leader's blind. They couched down like a old line and left you hanging like a clothesline. Ain't nothing changed but the chain. You see the hate still remain. You can see it in they pressing in they clothing line. You know the saying, if I'm lying, I'm flying. And if you know me, I don't play around. I detoured, I was hellbound. They say I am harder than vibranium. These demons, I be slaying them. You pump fake, I be jaying them. Get my power from praising them. That's my key, don't you play with them. Got a legion, he bringing them. Ain't no stopping us, winning them. He just chopping for laying them. Bye.
Get real. Guru and all her listeners, hi, it's Maria from Strong Body, Strong Soul. It is Wednesday right now. I just dropped a Wednesday, wacky Wednesday episode right now. You can hear the guru's voice on here. I so appreciate you taking the time to message into my show, guru. I love it. And I wanted to give you a heads up. I'm about to have an interview with Jason from Broad Minded and More. He is going to interview me on his show. I'm not sure when he's going to release that, but I'm kind of excited. And I'd love to do an interview with you. We haven't done that in a long time. I also wanted to let you know that Inspirato Projecto, you know that crazy guy. I went to go see his band play this last weekend. Yachtly Crew is the name of it. And I created a whole episode live at the show. And he interviewed me right before the show on his show. He just released it. So that's kind of fun. So yeah, I just thought I would update you on what's happening over here on the West Coast of this great United States of America. Because don't you worry, it's great, regardless of who's in charge. And what else was I going to tell you? I forget. Whenever you're listening to this particular message or messages now, that's the beauty of audio, right? It doesn't matter whether you're listening to this on Wednesday or not. That episode will stay on my show for a while. Although I am starting to consider only leaving my Wacky Wednesday episodes up for like 48 hours or something and then taking them down so that people can get to the meditations that I release too. I don't want anyone to think I'm funny all of the time. Sometimes I'm serious. I love you. I love you, Guru. Have a great day. Bye.
Hey, Maria. How you doing, girl? Is me, your girl, the Guru Warrior, of course. And yes, I love your Wacky Wednesdays. I listen in on Google Play Music. It's a lot easier for some reason. Anchor is mad with me. I don't know. So I get very frustrated. And when I get frustrated, I'm just like, okay, take a hike, pal, and go someplace else. Anyway, I loved it. It was hilarious, and it's so good. But don't take them down, no. Yeah, I think that is good that even though you can be serious, there are times when you can be completely funny. That's the thing about a personality. Don't you think so? It's your girl, the Guru Warrior, with beautiful city sounds in the background. Peace.
Standing tall, my back against the wall. People want me to fall, but all I do is ball. Sitting in that horse stall, I'm playing this game like I'm playing Monopoly. I roll the dice like Yahtzee, killing niggas every day. Tell these pussy ass niggas to fucking stay away before they talk shit. Look at my resume, I run they shit like I'm running a relay. I came to play this game like I'm LeBron James. Until I fall, I state my claim. Contemplating and waiting, awaiting the fact. When it comes to the game, I'm so sick. Number one pick on this shit. Everybody really mad cause Dre pulled up with his clip.
Don't make me do it, I ain't come to play. So many try but they can't swim in my way.
Don't make me flex out cause this ain't a game, yeah.
You see me coming, better get out my way.
I've been in my spot for a long minute.
What you need to co-sign? Why you say you're on the grind? I feel like I'm running out of time. Gunning the waist, we get out of line. I may have fell off from my stacks, but best believe I'm gonna get it back. I never give my heart to the bitch. The demon's here, gonna make it rich. Walking around with a strap, bitch, I came up out the trap. I was taught to never lack, always be about your stack. Used to pose and worth my time. Fuck a bitch, I stay on my grind. Upgraded, no more pushing dimes. Formulating all my rhymes. I'm just sitting here waiting to see what you will do. See me really doing me, don't worry about my dues. Bitch, I obviously have nothing more to lose. I'm always gonna stand tall, got nothing more to prove.
Don't make me do it, I ain't come to play. So many try, but they can't swim in my way.
Don't make me flex out cause this ain't a game, yeah.
You see me coming, better get out my way.
I've been in my spot for a long minute. I ain't never left. Keep an eye out for them flow niggas. I ain't never slept. It can always get worse, shit don't make me do it. It can always get worse, shit don't make me do it.
Hey, what's up, girl? It's your girl, Gloria TP5, your sister, your poetry queen. I hope everything is doing well with you. Summer is almost over, and here comes the cold, you know? Though still, I had a great birthday yesterday, chilling, relaxing with my family, got everything I wanted. I really just wanted peace of mind and no drama, you know what I'm saying? And that's what I got. So I got more than that, actually. But it's cool, though. Just checking on you, letting you know that I'm listening to your podcast on Spotify because it's easier for me. I don't have to keep switching it, you know? It just plays right through. Because I've been doing a lot of cooking, a lot of organizing in my room, you know, getting rid of stuff that I don't need. So peace and love, Guru.
What's up, girl? It's me, your girl, the Guru Warrior. And thank you. Thank you for checking up on me. I took a week vacation and just decided to chill out for a while. you know, being on the internet constantly is really not a good thing. So sometimes you have to get up and do other things. So I decided to enjoy me some life for a bit. Take care of the body, you know what I'm saying? However, I wanted to say happy belated birthday to you, sister. I haven't been on the internet and I did not know. Happy belated birthday. I hope you enjoyed yourself. I really do. It sounds like you did. You sound a little unhappy, but I'm pretty sure that you're going to smile when you hear this. You take care of yourself. Hi, Mama J.
Peace.
I feel bad for all my haters going insane. I see you later. Who's my bad? You know the deal. I'm trying to chill. Problem, but he fixed that shit when he caught him. Made it ass fall like a Sodom. Little bad bitch do she wanna. Yeah, I see that shit with a fish eye. All the real shit come from the sky. All I really do is ignite. Then I burn it through the midnight.
Special happy birthday greetings to Gloria TP5 from Grown Up Eruptions. How you doing, girl? I hope you're going to have some fun this weekend. What? Happy birthday, girl. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Lunch Break Jake. I love his sound. It's pretty cool. You know, he's like a laid back kind of dude. I did a whole episode with Lunch Break Jake. Now, I want to also, you know, say that, you know, this seaweed problem on the beaches is not just in America. It's washing up on the shores of Mexico. It's washing up on the shores of Jamaica. It is washing up on all the beautiful clear water beaches that we love to run to in the wintertime. And that's not good. Even in Miami. And it's getting worse. However, a Jamaican vlogger that I happen to watch says that the Jamaicans have already figured out what to do with the shit. And it's actually a very good idea. What they're doing is they're taking it off the beaches and they're using it as fertilizer. However, I mean, there's only so much fertilizer in the world that you need from a very rich country. It's where you get like the best coffee in the world from that you really need fertilizer. In Jamaica, we have our own, you know, Blue Mountain Forest type, you know, area, and it is so beautiful. So ladies and gentlemen, if you ever get a chance to visit Jamaica, get out of the tourist destinations and actually find somebody to take you into the Blue Mountains, because it is absolutely beautiful. I mean, like, wow. When I was a kid, I was lucky enough to see Jamaica, and I was there like every year, so it was kind of, after a while, it lost its yay, you know. I'd come back all brown as a berry, and my friends are like, where did you go? I'm like, the answer was either Jamaica or Trinidad. And Trinidad is a city, so there's really no beaches unless you drive like 2 or 3 hours away to Tobago, which has the most beautiful, sandiest, clear, it's like taking a bath. But now, since the forest fires in Brazil, the water is no longer clear, which is not cool and is not good for the ocean itself. This is the very definition, are you listening to me, Trump supporters, of global warming, ladies and gentlemen. Let's hear it for global warming. Let's not and say we did. This is a very fucked up situation, and I cannot believe the nosiest country in the whole entire world is not doing shit. We're fighting over trade wars. That shit should have been done in the 70s. Fuck that shit. We need to talk about the world. I mean, what I want to know is, why aren't these old people thinking about their young people? Like, what kind of world are we going to leave to our children? Are we just going to make a big plastic bubble and stick it around the earth? How is this going to happen? Are we just going to up and fly away and move to another planet? No, because we haven't really found one that's close enough for us to just leave. We're not going to float around in space. We haven't figured out that technology that far yet. So what are we going to do, old folks? The only reason why this guy decides that there's no global warming is because he's not going to be around long enough to give a fuck about it. Well, guess what? I am. And I'm not happy about it. At all. I mean, I could barely breathe where I'm at right now. You know what I'm saying? So we don't want to end up like China, you know? China has a very serious pollution problem. And I remember when they had the Olympics over there, athletes were actually having trouble competing because they could not breathe. You understand? So yeah, global warming is serious. Somebody needs to do some serious, you know, covert options, you know, type thing. And I don't know, the words kill come to mind, maybe assassinations. I don't know. Something has to stop quickly, seriously, before we choke our poor animals to death and we have nothing to eat and we have nothing. You know, it should really just be illegal to burn paper. It should be. Yeah, should really be illegal. I mean, to burn trees, I'm sorry, paper, yeah, okay. To burn anything, but burning trees on purpose, that's not cool. That's not cool. And then, you know, there are indigenous people that actually live inside that rainforest that actually help to keep and preserve. And, you know, their roots are there. This shit is just, I find it disgusting. Every time I talk or even think about it, it just makes me sick. I told you a couple of weeks ago, even Mexico had so much seaweed on their beaches in Cancun, people didn't even want to go there anymore because that stuff attracts flies and bugs. And then, see, Another thing that people like the orange juice don't understand is Big Pharma gets, you know, they do a lot of testing in there. They get a lot of medications from what grows on the ground of the rainforest. I mean, medications are made that way. I'm pretty sure they've already found cures for half of the diseases that we have. But Big Pharma is not going to share that with you because, why? It's cheaper to keep you sick. It's more profitable. I'm sorry. It's more profitable to keep you sick. However, they do get life-saving medications from the rainforest. Okay? So we really have to work on that. Okay, guys? Please. You can see I'm very passionate about it. I've spent 7 minutes and 16 seconds talking about it. Shit. So next up is some more friends. So hang in there, ladies and gentlemen. It's your girl, the Guru Warrior. Peace. I'm out.
Keep it real, man. Let's have a chat, just a little different. It's me, you know me. Yeah, I put in years and still here though. Oh, you don't know me, who cares though? I still get money and spit red flows. Oh, you get money, but you shed clothes. The streets been talking and I hear those. I heard you got a circle full of weirdos. So me and you, we don't compare, bro. I'm in the 2019 for his head, bro. I'm in some shit that's gon' make them hoes stare more. You niggas so broke, I swear it's like you fed though. Yeah, I hang with lokes and keep some bloods close. Don't have my niggas run up in your front door. Yeah, I'm jacking this handsome shit, but my gun to smoke. Low key, I've been called crazy, but on another note, I'm tryna chill, run for the bills like I'm on Buffalo. But I leave him in stitches if he think it's a fucking joke. She think I love her soul, but I love her throat. I'm a dog, and I'll say that shit under oath. I'm a boss, and I'll say that shit under oath. I'm really winning, don't see nobody or nothing close. They versus, they real life, it's nothing close. How they lie in the booth, but tell the cops the truth. I told my ex I'm bad for her, like McDonald's food. She stayed around, now we're heartbroken, I followed through. I keep it authentic like a Stitch jersey. Told my chick I don't cheat, but my dick flirty. If mother niggas want beef, then I get dirty. Niggas be an hour ahead of me and it's 6:30. But these days I'm trying to keep the clips pearly. Make money and stack all of my chips early. And find some new talent who could do the splits dirty. Cause my old chick was nasty as Miss Pearly. Yeah, I drink Jack, but the dark rock is wavy. I be doing what I want like nobody raised me. And let me tell you something that is kinda ironic, baby. I love the kids, but still love a chick that can swallow babies. I know some niggas don't keep it real, I'm not them. I heard some niggas want me killed, tell them pop then. Just tell them niggas don't squeal or call the cops. When I show them that my hands work, my shit's really clocked in. I'm in your bitch top 2, you ain't in the top 10. I rep the high, don't come to me with no other nonsense. I don't side switch sides, no I'm not him. I ride for my guy till I die, on some mob shit. Switch the high, bitch.
Hey Guru, it's Tanika Drake. I know it's been a long time since I've come by and stopped by your station, but I want to come by and say hello. So hello to all the listeners that tune in to Guru. I am so glad to know this woman, and she does so much just doing her daily life. So I just want to encourage her to keep doing what she's doing, and I also want to encourage you listeners, when you guys hear her, to tune in and check out what she's got going on. So, of course, this is Tanika Drake from God's Gift Through His Word, and if you have not heard, SoCal Podcast Explosion will be October 23rd, so I am looking forward to that, so keep your eyes and your ears peeled, and I'll have more details as the time gets closer. So please remember to be blessed, motivated, and inspired, and check out Guru. God bless your hearts. Take care.
Wow, I can't wait. I hope that you guys have video feed for this as well, because I'd like to see the whole thing going on. But I'm definitely going to be tuning in to SoCal with you and YoVD and whoever else signed up for it. Ladies and gentlemen, if you live in the Southern California area, you better get your butt over there in October. I can't wait. I'm so happy. Tanika, many blessings to you and your family, and thank you for stopping by. I so appreciate that. As always, I wish you love, health, wealth, peace, happiness, harmony, and most of all, unity. It's your girl, Guru. Peace. Jamaican podcast called The Fix. Shout out, guys, I'm listening. Wagwan. So they were talking about the difference between independent labels and big labels, and they were also talking about one of the reasons why. Now this guy was there was four of them in the room, right? And one was a producer and the other one was a DJ. Selector is what we call DJs in Jamaica. And they were talking about the difference between independent musicians and musicians who are just, you know, with a very big label. Okay. Even indie labels these days are much better. And it's because of places, things like YouTube, you know, where you can just throw up a music video that you and your friends made, you know, and you can get like 150 million likes if you continue to do crazy shit and have good music. This is how we grow fans. And this is how we grow fans with podcasts as well. And, you know, they were talking about something that I totally agree with. And that is that, you know, the Grammys were just created for big labels to say, you know, here's our music, look at us, we're great, aren't we? You guys suck, you have no money. You can't afford the dream. You can't afford, you know. But now, there's all kinds of computer software and programs that can do anything. I could make a beat if I wanted to. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, please, ladies and gentlemen, please, please, please make sure that you become bigger fans of small independent artists, because a lot of this music out here, this independent music, is popping, and you all know it because you've heard a lot of it right here on the Guru Warrior Show. I want to hip you guys to something else that I also found on YouTube, and the show's name is Colors, and I have heard music from all over the world on this show. And if you're an independent artist and you're listening, yes, you can take your music and send it into Colors, and you can appear on their show and people can find you. And it is just, I think it's one of the greatest things. It was started by a company out of Berlin, and their whole thing behind the show is, it's not your skin color, it's not what country you come from, it's not about your genre of music. It's, it's about the genre of music. So each color that is behind the artist who's singing represents the artists themselves and what kind of music they have. And so far there's like 311 videos that I have basically skimmed through and watched some of the musicians. Now this week's musician is amazing, and she happens to be from Brazil, so check her out. I can't even pronounce her name, but let me just say she looks like a Brazilian Alicia Keys. And she has a voice that is smooth as silk and beautiful. And her color is, I don't know, it looks like a green, kind of like a emerald green. Yeah. So I don't know what they call the colors. I have to actually go online and have a look at that. But, you know, ladies and gentlemen, you should check it out. And artists, if you're out there and you hear me, please send your stuff into Colors so that you can do a performance. I found three really great artists, five really great artists that I have just become really big fans of. I found an artist, two girls, they're like a spiritual hip-hop group from New York City. I had no idea until I started watching their music videos, and I figured out, holy shit, they're from New York. because I recognize the places. Oshun. And Oshun is actually some African goddess of the water. And I like their messages, you know. One of their messages is from an old hip-hop song. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. And it came from 4 or 5 years ago, but it's relevant to now. Their latest one is called Solar Plexus. So if you happen to be on Colors, check it out. Oshun, very cool. very interesting. It's like Afro pop hip hop. I don't even know how to call it, you know, because it's really not a specific genre. Also, another one I found down there was Coffee, and she's from Jamaica. Everybody loves coffee. Even Rihanna digs coffee. Plus, it's a great drink as well. And my friends over at The Fix podcast on SoundCloud and also on YouTube like coffee as well. Warning, if you do not understand Jamaican patois, you will not understand a single fucking word they're saying. So good luck with that one. It gives me a headache, and I grew up with this shit, you know. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a wonderful motherfucking Friday. Like I always say, stick your middle fingers up and wave goodbye to the week. It's your girl, the Guru Warrior. Hope you enjoyed the show. I'm gonna take you out with a few songs, and then I'm gonna say peace. I am the fuck out.
Shimmy ya, shimmy ya, shimmy yay. Talking ca-ca, get you shot in the face. Cops watch and spot, you get knocked for the case. Ops on the block, you get locked when it's spray. Scene looking crazy, another baby in the grave. But they was getting gravy, making 80 in a day. Snatching up your homie, he a Cody if he cave. Used to be a Brody, now he lonely in a cage. Knew him since Nickelodeon, he opening the safes. In any confrontation, he a soldier, he don't wait. I love him like a brother, but my mother always say that he ain't have heart like me. She would start hating, throwing all the shade when she would see his name on the call ID. But with all I seen, he a Muslim that's on his deen. In the streets and we on his team. Ain't that so he started ratting, almost made him captain. But here's what happened, far I see. Somebody caught him lacking in his car napping. Walked by, clapped him, R.I.P. It wasn't
you
me.
You all who you hang with, watch living dangerous. Careful of the gangsters, R.I.P. They don't speak your language, they ain't on the same shit. Plotting on your grave and R.I.P. You all who you hang with, watch living dangerous. Careful of the gangsters, R.I.P. They don't speak your language, they ain't on the same shit. Plotting on your grave and R.I.P.
Shimmy, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah. Never disrespect me, I ain't got no time to play. Add it to my pay, bitch, I need it on the way. Dre Day, smoke weed every day. Drippy in the spot, 50 in my Fendi socks. If you actin' iffy, you cannot be with me when I'm hot. Plenty backwoods, pre-roll lifted in the drop. Paint drippin', got a mistress on a mission with the top. You will mind your business if you wishin' I'm a flop, but I'm not. Only downfallers if I stop, but I'm not. Bitch, I'm the cream of the crop. Smoke a Russian cream, countin' all this cream from the block. Said I mean, ain't no medicine for this reckoning. Medicine, top floor, puffin' on this mezzanine. Ever rose gold Rolex, I'm forever clean. While you sleep, couldn't find yourself a better dream. Never seen a team trying to get Mayweather's ring. But I'm that punchline to put your lifeline flat. Come catch a fade, my lines to put your front line back. But never mind that, I read before I sign that.
You gonna be joining a block party, my nigga.
Cheers.
It's Speedy Baby.
Get money. Hey.
What's up?
Let's go.
They keep asking where you be at.
Yeah.
Hit it still with a beat at. Chasing money and you see that. If it ain't about to come up, don't waste my time.
Hey.
Don't waste my time. This a block party, don't hit my line.
Game on.
But you blow
got
my
four hoes on all fours, straight orgy. Game over fucking your bitch cause you gone. Stop calling my name, homie, you don't know me. If it ain't about the money, what you got for me? State to state, city to city. Burning a pound or sucking a titty. D.O.P. in a bitch up in the telly. Sucking my wavos or rubbing my belly. Hitting my celly, joined the block party. It's better that than getting my Glock 40. Pressing that button and no, I'm not sorry. Here's a couple of reasons why you can't call me. I'm in the stew where the beats at.
Mocha and a Batista.
They keep asking where you be at. Hit a stool with a beat at. Chase some money and you see that. If it ain't about to come up, don't waste my time. Don't waste my time. This a black party, don't hit my line. Don't hit my line. I'm feeling myself, but you blow my mind. Calls coming back to back. All these unknown numbers keep hitting my jack. Freebies and scammers try to put me in traps. If you ain't talking change, stop calling me back. Damn, see me working the jams. 1400, see me shine from the grams. They like how you get it off, I don't understand. Trying to figure out how I move while you talk to your mans. I'm moving around, getting to a big bag. I don't even care what you say in this, that. If the combo irrelevant, fuck the chit chat. But if you talking money, then you know I'm with that.
I'm in a stew with a beat. Trapping with a G-Pack. On the block with a G's at. Mocha and a Batista.
They keep asking where you be at. Hit a stool with a beat at. Chasing money and you see that. If it ain't about to come up, don't waste my time. Don't waste my time. This a black party, don't hit my line. Don't hit my line. I'm feeling myself, but you blow my mind.
What's up, boys and girls? It's your girl, the Guru Warrior, and I decided to go out in flames, playing 3, 4, 5, and 6 of my hottest, favorite stuff. Don't forget, on Memorial Day, I'm trying to go back in time because I don't want the summer to end for the first time in I don't know how many years, unfortunately, all good things must come to an end. But don't forget, Labor Day, I'm going to bring you 2 hours straight of nothing but the greatest music that I have collected in the past year and a half, ladies and gentlemen. So just keep that in mind, okay? It's your girl, the Guru Warrior, giving you much love, much peace, much joy, much happiness, and everything else, along with some unity, of course. Enjoy your Friday. Yeah, just do it. Get out there, smile, dance your ass off, get wasted, and have motherfucking fun, because the week is over, and the Guru is out. Peace!
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.